The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes past 8 o'clock on kind of a cloudy, drizzly Thursday morning. We have said good morning to Sherry Faust a number of times from the Friends of the St. Clair River, but we've never said good morning to the executive director of the Friends of the St. Clair River. Sherry Faust, congratulations.
Good morning. Thanks, Paul.
This is exciting. Tell us a little bit about your history with this organization. You were one of the founding members of it, right?
I am. I'm co-founder of Friends of the St. Clair River. That was about 17 years ago. And like many nonprofit stories go, there was a small group of us that were really motivated to improve some community needs around our river's health, making sure our river, St. Clair River, was clean and healthy. We could fish and eat the fish. We could swim at the beaches. We could drink the water. That was really the impetus of starting Friends of St. Clair River nearly 17 years ago. So I have served as a volunteer, the co-founder and president of the board all of this time. But this is a really significant moment for Friends of St. Clair River and in this area, because now the organization is in a position where they've been able to hire their first ever executive director. I'm really proud and excited to serve the community this way.
What will this allow the organization to do now that you weren't able to do before?
Really help fulfill Friends of St. Clair River's mission to prioritize healthy rivers, clean water, green spaces, and recreation. So our work really transcends more than just what our name implies. So rivers and trails don't know any jurisdictional boundaries, and we work beyond jurisdictional boundaries. So we serve all of St. Clair County, but even into Sanilac and West, and south into Macomb County. So this was just a small seed of a nonprofit, but now we're able to really fully serve the region's environmental and sustainability needs and expand our capacity to meet the region's challenges. We're always focused on improving quality of life and, most importantly, protecting our natural assets and protecting what matters.
You've seen results in the years that this organization's been together, haven't you?
Yes, I've really witnessed an increased presence throughout the region. And Friends of the St. Clair River would not be at this position if it wasn't for the community digging their heels in and really embracing conversations about conservation, valuing the importance of environmental restoration, and celebrating our natural resources.
So what's on the horizon now for Friends of the St. Clair River? What's the next level look like for you folks?
Yeah, these are exciting times. You know, we're coming up to the 10-year anniversary of the Blue Water Riverwalk restoration. So 10 years ago, that was abandoned, neglected, and forbidden. And here we are 10 years later. So that's just a significant milestone. Indicator about the exciting times. Of course, we can always welcome the newest members of our family. Our two tiny giants, our lake sturgeon, are back in our office. Our live sturgeon cam is up. If you want to watch the baby sturgeon swimming, you can do that from our website and our live sturgeon cam. And we have a lot of great public programs coming up through the rest of this year. We work outside 52 weeks a year, yeah. So we don't stop working, and we invite people to come along with us. The real characters of this story today are the rivers, trails, and land. Those are the characters of our story, and we're just here to protect them.
You talk about the Riverwalk. My goodness, I mean, when you think about what it looked like 10 years ago, and talk about reaching across different jurisdictions. I mean, you were working with Canadian policymakers, local, state, and federal on this side, policymakers to try to enhance and protect that area. As you look back on it, it's amazing the kind of work that was done and how effective it was.
Yeah, and that really was a vision of Dr. Jim Acheson, had that vision that really began with him and the Community Foundation taking that initiative, and St. Clair County Parks and Recreation Commission leading the way to steward that land. And, of course, we're a partner on that. And that represents just one project of 10 where there was $20 million invested to restore the St. Clair River shoreline and bring it back to being a healthy, safe, fun place for people, wildlife, and plants and fish, too.
We have long been known as the Blue Water area, and it takes a lot of work to keep that water blue, doesn't it?
That's right. There's a lot of economic value in protecting our natural assets, and we really appreciate that. And Friends of the St. Clair River has grown because of community support, and this organization belongs to the community. So we really appreciate our donors and partners coming along with us, and I'm just excited to be here today.
If somebody wants to get involved as a volunteer with the Friends of the St. Clair River, how do they go about doing that?
Volunteers are very important to our organization. You can go to our website, scriver.org. You see all of our events coming up, how to sign up for our newsletter, and sign up to be a volunteer.
All right. Well, again, congratulations, Sherry. Keep us updated, as you always do, on all the stuff you've got going on. We'll look forward to talking again soon.
Will do. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Sherry Faust with us on WPHM, the executive director now of the Friends of the St. Clair River. It's 16 past 8 o'clock.